Reed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you on the final MonsterCast of 2018. And I'm just gonna jump right in because I've got AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News with me for a half hour. And I'm just so thankful that he gives us as much time as he gives us throughout the year, and in particular over the holidays. And I've got to start with a happy ending story. I have to do it because it just warms my heart over the holiday seasons to read happy ending stories. So I'll start with this headline. Police: 7-Eleven clerk shoots robbery suspect on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. It's such a wonderful thing because I bet the thief didn't get away with anything. AWR Hawkins, you penned the headline. Ooh, that just made me want to get a nice cup of Joe and watch a Hallmark movie, baby. Tell me about it.
For days, there have been a ton of self-defense stories. A ton. I hate to tell you, you confused me when you brought that up because I've written so many in the last 3 days. Is this the one where he shot two or where he shot the one?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me check. This was in Phoenix, Arizona. And the Christmas Eve story, shot and wounded an alleged robbery suspect in the early morning hours on Christmas Eve. No, there was two because the suspect, the wounded suspect, was accompanied by a kid.
Who got away. And then they Yeah. So, you know, here's the deal. It's another feel-good story, as you say. You're in a state like Arizona. You're allowed to have that gun with you to protect your life and property. And, you know, something that's important in Arizona, you don't have to have a permit to have that gun. You don't have to have a permit to carry it open or concealed. The Second Amendment is your permit. And, you know, everybody talks about if they pass a law like that, how dangerous it's going to be. Didn't play out too dangerous. I love the story, and it's one of those ones, as you say, warms my heart.
Oh, it does. It warms my heart. There's another Christmas Eve story that I have to go here because homeowner's son shoots suspect allegedly stealing on Christmas Eve. This is Jacksonville, Florida. What happened here?
Yeah, well, he caught the guy allegedly coming out of the window. He was trying to steal an Xbox and a TV, and a homeowner's son put it on him. It didn't kill him, but shot him, and you know, the mother was right. You know, the mother's like, at first the report she got was that her son had been shot. She was freaking out, and then she figured it out. Her son had intervened and shot the would-be robber. But again, same kind of deal. You know, these are just Americans exercising their Second Amendment right.
I have to keep going here because you did pen a lot of these things. Let me go with this. While I'm on the happy ending thing here, because I just love a great happy ending story. Listener, let me remind you, if you attempt to deprive another human being, in America in particular, of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, guess what? You lose all three of the above yourself instantly. And if your death results from your actions that caused your victim to take deadly response against you and it actually worked and killed you, I have no sympathy for you. None at all. None. And it warms my heart to bring the story to millions of Americans of what happened to you, because you earned it. You earned your demise, right? You just said right, please.
Right. That's it. That's how it works, you know? That's the thing. The government, this is way deeper than we want to go, but the government talks about regulating and this and that, the Second Amendment. All natural rights have built-in regulation, not from government, but from nature. In other words, my natural right to life, I live as it is in a sphere. And when you do something that violates my right to life, then that triggers my exercise of other rights, such as the right to keep and bear arms. And I can put it on you because my God-given right to self-defense is right there. And so people have to understand that the things you do with your freedom, there are limits on what you can do, not by government, but by nature. And when what you do endangers the life, liberty, or happiness of someone else, then you're going to face some ramifications. That's just how the world works. And thankfully, here in America, one of the few countries where we can still do these things.
And guess what? You get to write headlines like this. Deputies respond to shots fired call find home invasion suspect dead in the yard.
I mean, that warmed my heart. And I was just, I was very happy about that story. I'm trying to remember the state that that story occurred in.
That was in Davidson County, North Carolina.
That's right, Davidson County, North Carolina. Here's the deal. That's how it goes. It's just how it goes. Again, there'll be no charges. There's no talk of taking the person who shot to jail and this and that, because it's just your right. And these sheriffs, deputies, time and time again, they'll come out and go, hey, you have a right to defend your life.
That's right.
If you fear your life, you have a right to defend your life, and that story's no different.
And they praise. The sheriffs come out afterwards and generally praise.
Right.
The actions of the law-abiding citizens. You know, those of you listening in California and New York and New Jersey and some of these other blue states that are getting bluer by the minute, you still have it, what A.W.R. Hawkins is talking about here is the difference between natural law and man-made law. Nancy Pelosi does not have the moral authority to write a law that says you cannot defend your life. You have a right to defend your life, and you have a right to pick up whatever tool around you that you can use that's in your vicinity to save your life from someone who is trying to take you. And we all know as human beings what's right and what's wrong. We know natural law versus man-made law, and it's that difference that AWR was talking to. And you're right, we don't want to get too deep in it, but it's that gut. It's that sense of, hey, I have a right to protect myself, and you know what, Dan? I'm going to use whatever I choose. Pelosi or any other dopey, liberal, progressive socialist can't tell you no. That's the difference between man-made law and natural law. We know when a law is wrong, and that's why we fight this fight every single day. But, you know, AWR, you wrote there's a lot of institutions out there right now that are fighting us, a lot of institutions that are fighting us. For example, let's start with, let's go to the credit card issue, because you wrote about this immediately after the story broke, and it was a tough one. I covered it with my audience as well. But now you have, I say, the New York Times, and I used your article on the daytime program as reference and then countered by going into the New York Times as well. An author over at the New York Times is putting out the opinion that we should use banks to do what?
The credit cards should monitor purchases, and when they see a gun purchase, they should flag it, reject it if it's proper to do so. And by proper, I don't mean the person has a criminal record or anything like that. But if the person has purchased too many guns, and here's the dangerous thing. You know, you talk about the slippery slope. Sometimes the left, they're so arrogant or they're so ignorant, they don't think to hide what they really want. They're talking about if people, like they talk about the Las Vegas gunman, he had purchased 55 guns in a year, something like that. They're like, oh, credit card companies could have stopped this. They could have stopped it. They could have rejected payment. But then they go to the person who shot Gabby Giffords. And how many had he bought? One in his whole life. One. But see, they equate those two. And they don't even notice that any reader who will back away from it and think about it, any reader who will do that will see what the New York Times is saying is whether you buy one gun this year or 55, a credit card company ought to give you scrutiny. That's BS.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I talked about this, and I used your piece as an example on the daytime show on Thursday or Friday when I went over. I believe it was Friday. And I said slippery slope, as you refer to it, as we refer to these things. That's glacial ice, man. That ain't slippery slope. That's glacial ice. Because what this guy is saying, this is a guy who had no problem, for example, with, you know, Harry Reid using the nuclear option to get what he wanted done, rammed through the Senate. Be damned if the Republicans do the same thing, because this guy hates conservatives and he hates what the Republicans do. But it's okay for him, because what? It's okay for me, not for thee. This is a prime example of that. Everybody should be watched if they buy a gun. And it goes right back to the crux of, because guns bad. Any gun owner is a potential murderer. That's what we see here. Any gun owner is a potential murderer. Now, when we come back, I know Sean's going to yell at me in just a second. Hey, man, get to shutting up. We got about 30 seconds. When we come back, one of my favorite stories of the year, and I love this because I can't stand John Kasich. Ohio listeners, Columbus State, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toledo. Oh, gosh, all down there by that beautiful Kentucky border. Iron City, all that area down there. Hey, let me tell you something. Your governor just got a big old satellite radio moment slap right upside his head by the House and Senate in Ohio, and it couldn't happen to a better rhino, because that clown wants to, he thinks he's going to take Trump on in 2020. He'd have the audacity to do it. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened to Kasich in Ohio, and my gosh, it just couldn't have happened to a better guy than John Kasich, thanks to Ohio lawmakers. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Don't go away. I'm talking with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Well, gun lover, it is the end of the line. How'd you like to hit that range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day. But it all ends Wednesday, so you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG, but they're all gone Wednesday. All you have to do is text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and it all ends Wednesday. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Indeed you are. Welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with me. Remember now, check this off and get it done because you're running out of time. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Please pull over or wait till you get home. It's not that big of a rush, but the gun a day flips every day. You get 10 chances today. I just texted it myself and tested it. I can't go through the process because I'm not allowed. I'll get yelled at. But nonetheless, you can. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you get 10 chances to win the Gun A Day giveaway today. But this ends on Wednesday, so you're running out of time, okay? Just don't do it while you're driving, please. Now, let me make this very clear. I cannot stand John Kasich. I don't like anything about him. He's as sleazy to me as Terry McAuliffe is on the left. He is as sleazy to me as Ed, just pick one. He's as sleazy to me as Hillary Clinton is. I can't stand this guy. He's outlived his usefulness. And he just needs to go away. I put him right up there with James Comey. They have that same look. They have that same smell and stench of I'm in this for me sleaziness. Ohio lawmakers override Governor Kasich's veto, secure protection for gun owners. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, welcome back. Tell us about this one, because when I saw this pop up in my inbox, when I knew you hit with this, I was all over it. Go for it.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. About a week prior, maybe it was only 4 days prior, he had vetoed this. Then that's important to understand. He vetoed protections for gun owners. And I hate to say it this way, but they weren't extreme. What it was a protection that put the onus on the state so that if I use a gun for self-defense in Ohio, the state has to prove it wasn't self-defense. Another way to say that is innocent until proven guilty. That's all the Ohio GOP was trying to secure for gun owners, and he vetoed it. And he vetoed it because he was crying like a little baby because the GOP in Ohio wouldn't pass a red flag law. That's why he did it. So after he vetoed it, 4 or 5 days later, the Senate and House got together and just overrode the veto, and they did the right thing. And so now, thanks to them overriding him, gun owners are protected. And it's rational. You shouldn't, when you use a gun to defend your life, part of what follows shouldn't be you having to prove you used a gun to defend your life. It should be the state having to get in there and prove that you didn't. That's just how it works. And if that sounds backward to people, that's how far we've come from where our founders wanted us. Innocent until proven guilty. That is part of the legal framework of this nation.
That is a cornerstone of our freedom, is our innocent until proven guilty. That's a cornerstone of our justice system in America. It's why we are the envy in the world. Now, we've got flaws in our systems. Don't get me wrong, listener. You know that as well as I do. But to date, this is the best justice system in the world. And it's based on that I'm innocent until proven guilty. That's why, and I know AWR, I know it pains you to have to write allegedly sometimes when you know darn good and right that Ted Bundy murdered 50 people, and you have to say right. Allegedly. We know that. But again, that goes back to because Ted Bundy is innocent until proven guilty. Kasich doesn't like that. Kasich wanted you as a gun owner. Ohio, you're listening throughout the state right now. He wanted you as an Ohio resident because you used a gun, which he doesn't like. He wanted you to be guilty and have to prove to the state. Now, you know, it's to me, AWR, when I see stuff like this, and we've discussed it before, this is an issue where prosecutors themselves, the prosecutors ought to be standing up saying that this should be, and this is a cornerstone of, I as a prosecutor have to do my job. My job as a prosecutor is to prove that individual guilty. And I should prosecute that case if I feel I have enough evidence against this individual. It should not be the other way around. You would think that prosecutors would be the first ones standing up, championing this, as the right and the cornerstone of our justice system. Wouldn't that make sense? Or could it be that they let their politics get involved because they got to win an election?
It means more work for them. And I believe a prosecutor's union was against this. I really do. And it does mean more work for them. But guess what? That's how it is. Because innocent till proven guilty. Whether I use a gun, a knife, or a billy club, innocent till proven guilty.
If I use a billy club to pound somebody's head in that's trying to rape my daughter at 3 o'clock in the morning, that crashed through her bedroom window, would the court system, and I'm legitimately asking this question, treat me the same way? Would that prosecutor treat me the same way as if I had blown that person's head off and used a firearm to do so?
It would depend on where you are. I honestly believe some folks on the left are so dense that they don't believe someone who gets killed by a billy club is as dead as someone who gets killed by a gun.
So the hundreds of more people around the country every year who are murdered by feet and fists are less murdered because that individual didn't use one of those evil rifles, semi-automatic rifles that they don't like so much.
I honestly believe that's how they think. I honestly mean that. These people on the left, just because they have initials after their names, it doesn't mean they're bright. And even if they have received degrees, it doesn't mean they're educated. It just means that they went through they jumped through the right hoops to get that degree. And, I probably would have placed more value on a PhD if I didn't have one. But once I received mine and I realized what some of the other people who receive PhDs do to get them, how they don't come to class and how they're allowed to pass mm-hmm. because the professor and them agree on leftist politics and different things, I understood this PhD is really not as valuable as I thought it was.
Let me cover two quick things with you before we have to let you slide. Number one, New Jersey residents are not surrendering high cap magazines to state police. Now, you know as good as I do that they're not going to. And what I want New Jersey to do and what I want Governor Phil Murphy to do is to start enforcing your law, sir. Start enforcing your law and begin going door to door and start putting your good people in prison. I want you to see what happens to you. AWR, am I wrong? People are going to say, oh, listen to him. He's threatening. No, I'm not. I'm asking the state to simply enforce the ban that they passed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I'm like you. I wish they would. I wish they would do it because that would immediately reveal the true ugliness of this. They act like this is a superficial ban. It's nothing. You still get to keep your 10 rounds. And yada. Start enforcing it, and let's see. Start sending those police officers or whoever you're going to send door to door, and let us have that on the media. Let us see the outcry. Let's see it. And they're not going to do it because they know. They know it's detrimental to their cause to actually enforce this ban.
Which means it's nothing more than a political ploy to get votes in the upcoming 2020 elections. My next question for you, kind sir, I have in my hand right here, listen. Here, I'll bang it into the microphone without... I kind of want to break the microphone. Here's the microphone set. This is my slide fire bump stock. It doesn't have a trigger. It has no moving parts. It's a piece of plastic. It weighs about 2 pounds. I've got 30 seconds. The government is making me a felon come March 1st because I have a piece of plastic that I'm holding here that I bought lawfully and legally and I own lawfully and legally. AWR, what should I do with it?
Well, I can't advise you on what you should or shouldn't do. I can only tell you, I think if you look at what's happening in New Jersey with high capacity magazines, you're seeing what's going to happen with bump stocks.
Yeah, and I believe what we're going to see here, ladies and gentlemen, on the bump stock thing. By the way, I'm going to give you a pro tip hint here. That is one of my top five stories of 2018. You'll hear why. I'll tell you why in the next hour. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. God bless you, brother. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you for everything that you do. Can't wait to see you in just a few short weeks at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. When we come back, George the Mad Ogre Hill will be here to top off this hour.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Well, gun lover, it is the end of the line. How'd you like to hit that range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day. But it all ends Wednesday, so you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG. But they're all gone Wednesday. All you have to do is text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends Wednesday. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, man, you gotta love Mike Lindell. I think I told the funny story last week when I was at Bed Bath & Beyond, and I walked by the pillow displays, and I got a funny conversation with the woman there who just simply, we were just talking about it. Anyway, whatever. She found out I knew Mike Lindell, and it was an absolute riot. She didn't believe me, and she laughed like crazy. When she saw the picture of me and Mike together, she was on the floor. It was really funny. Mike supports this program in a huge, huge way. He gives us that promo code to help us out, and I hope you use it. You get a great product. We get help from MyPillow. MyPillow supports gun owners and the right to keep and bear arms, and they do it. They put their money where their mouth is, and they help support this program and the growth of this program across the country. And it's, wow, it's humbling. You know, when you have a guy like Mike Lindell who has done so much, been so many places, and now supports the program like crazy. We need to support him, and we need to support MyPillow. So please, please, please make sure you reach out at MyPillow.com and use the promo code AAR. You can do that with all of our sponsors. You see them at the bottom of the Armed American Radio page. They're all down there. Use the promo code AAR. We'll be hearing from a number of them in coming days and coming weeks, and I'm looking forward to bringing as many as I can. And you never know what you're going to find after SHOT Show. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studio. Shonto, do we have George the Mad Ogre Hill on here yet, or is he still working on connecting with us? No response there. That generally means we're going to be hearing from George the Mad Ogre Hill here in just a couple of seconds. How did you like the AWR segments, man? I tell you what, AWR has taken some time off, and gosh almighty, the amount of work he does. There's not enough time in the three-hour program today to cover everything that AWR Hawkins has written about. If you want to get just a taste of it, and I can't thank him enough, but obscure stuff that you would never think about, like the IRS having more than 3,000 handguns and 3 million rounds of ammunition in their enforcement division. Do you know that? Why? Think about that. Check it out. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. I'm alerted that we have George the Mad Ogre Hill in here. Let's bring George the Mad Ogre in. George the Mad Ogre Hill, how the heck are you, brother?
Outstanding, brother. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
Hey, man, can I tell you a really fun gun story today, George?
Absolutely.
You know, my dad is you know, getting a little bit older, as dads do, right? We're all getting older. And he says to me the other day, he says, hey, I need some help. He has a car, CW9, okay, I have one. In fact, I gave him that gun, and I didn't have to go get government permission or a background check. He liked the gun. It fit well in his hand, and it worked for him. And we busted out a few rounds at the range, and my dad felt very comfortable with the gun. I had already broken that thing in a good probably 500-round break-in period with that gun, and I liked it. I've got great holsters for it. And over the last couple of days, he says, you know what? He says, I can't rack that slide anymore, Mark. It's just getting too high. I got my arthritis in my hands. He says, let's go down to the gun shop. Meet me down at the gun shop. And let's pick something else out for me. George, we tried the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield in 9mm. We tried a Glock 43, the slides. Now, my wife had trouble with the Smith & Wesson Shield slide. A little bit tighter, spring a little bit tighter on the Smith & Wesson Shield. Mm-hmm. But she was all over that Glock 43. I tend to carry that thing probably more than she does. I love the 43 in certain conditions. But
yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, a little bit lighter spring on that. But my dad had trouble with both of those. So I got to tell you, I love a good gun store clerk who comes over and says, I've got just the answer for you. He comes over with the Smith & Wesson, the 380. Mm-hmm. George, my dad walked out of that place with that gun. He was racking that slide back like it was a 22.
The bodyguard.
The Smith & Wesson 380 bodyguard, like it was a 22,
yes.
Well-built gun, heavy in the frame. That 380 pops out of there. It feels like a 22. It feels like a 22 short. It doesn't even feel like a 22 Magnum. That's how well that gun shoots. I'm not afraid of that 380 for my father at his age. He's got the 380. Comfortable with the gun? Tell me about it. Good decision. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is a good decision. Now, all of these guns that you're talking about, I've reviewed for Concealed Carry Magazine. So if you go to Concealed Carry Magazine, you can look at my reviews, and all of these guns are top-notch. They're top-shelf guns, AAA. They're all very good, but the cars and the Bodyguard 9s, the Bodyguard 40s, these pistols, they're a little stiff in the slide, and it's going to require a little bit more hand strength to manipulate it. And as you get old, hardworking men, they're getting that arthritis in the fingers, and it just gets a little bit more difficult. Now, Smith & Wesson resolved that with that 380 Bodyguard Easy, so it lightens that spring tension. And it's still that good, high-quality Smith & Wesson engineering that's in there, but the sorcery and the magic that they've done to make that slide pop so easily makes it perfect for anybody that has some some grip strength issues, some upper body strength issues, and just can't do a regular gun. And normally your only option would be a revolver. But Smith & Wesson's letting you do that 380, which is a fine caliber for self-defense. Typically, I would say that that's kind of at the bottom rung of the self-defense ladder, but thank goodness it's a semi-automatic pistol. And, you know, when if you're going to give one, show enough love, show that you care, give them the entire magazine, and that's going to resolve pretty much any social problems that you have right there, self-defense issues.
That's why I love you, George. Listener, I hope you picked up on that. Give them the whole magazine. I love that. George, you're absolutely correct about that. And something you just mentioned is something that I said to my dad. Now, I've shot with my dad for years, and I know what he could handle and what he can't handle now. And I'm glad he came to me with that. And listener, I want you to take that away. They've got education, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed Americans is what this show is all about. We give you all that political news, you get all that stuff, and then you get entertainment, you know, with George, and you get some of the fun stuff we do and the happy ending stories and all that stuff. It's meant to be fun to listen to. But then you get the information that George is giving you right now. And, George, I got to tell you, I'm glad my father was comfortable enough to come to me and say that before they take a long car ride, okay? He said, hey, because that's tough to do. It's kind of like, for a lot of people, it's kind of like saying, hey, you know, maybe it's time I give up my car keys. We don't want to say that. We don't want to admit our frailties and our weaknesses as we age. And
nobody wants to talk about needing the little blue pill.
Well, you're right. Nobody wants to come in and say that. And I was proud of him for doing it. And here was my first reaction. I said, Dad, you know, one of the things we might want to consider is getting you a revolver now. Now, let me tell you what concerned me about the revolver. And I know what I'm going to say here. And, of course, you're looking at anywhere from a 9.5 to a 13.5-pound trigger pull on a revolver. You're also looking at, if you're talking about an air weight or something that you can slide right in the pocket, you know, in a very small pocket holster or something like that. Now you're talking about what could be, to somebody who's having trouble with their hands anyway, a larger amount of felt recoil, even in the 38 round. So, you know, that's why it's enjoyable to go to a gun shop with someone who knows what they're talking about and is able to step you down this line without a knee-jerk reaction of going, hey, we need to get you into revolver. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. A really good gun salesman is kind of like a doctor. You know, he's going to look at the facts. He's going to listen to you. Now, that's the mark of a good one. He's going to listen to you, hear what you're saying, and then analyze what those needs are, what those wants are, and how best to match those up. Now, a revolver is not a bad choice. If you listen to here, I'm going to listen to this microphone.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
You can hear the spinning of a cylinder, of a revolver cylinder shutting. It's a beautiful sound. And I've got this nice little Ruger 357 Magnum revolver. It's a great pistol. It's a great option. But maybe it's not for everybody. It's a little thicker, and the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, narrower, easier to conceal. It's a great choice. Your dad's got a great gun. Can't go wrong with that.
I think the takeaway, there were two things that I took away from, and the reason I wanted to talk with you about it publicly on the microphone was, number one, really proud of my dad for not being afraid to come to me and say, hey, I need to do something about this. I'm having trouble here. That was the intelligent, responsibly armed American thing to do. And then second was a great clerk at the gun shop. He was an expert and was able to walk us through it because I was leaning right over the revolvers. We'll be back with George and Matt Ogerhill. We want to talk to him about some top stories. Don't go away. Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
That's such a great rejoin. I love Mike Gallagher. I love Keith Richards riffing on the Rolling Stones. Love it. What a great rejoin. Welcome back to the program. Let's remind you again, ARMED to 87222. Text that, and you get 10 chances today to win the gun a day. Now, that flips, or reloads, if you will, at midnight, but you've only got until Wednesday. And come tomorrow, well, actually come the 1st, I will be telling you about a whole new promotional thing coming up from the USCCA, okay? So take advantage of these while we still have it. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I'm going to wrap up this hour with George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, welcome back to the program, my friend. Always a pleasure and a privilege to have you here, brother.
Yeah, it is. And hopefully I get to be able to do this more often. Time goes by really fast. We're already into the second segment of the half hour, of the second half hour. So we've got some big news to talk about.
Well, what kind of big news? I'll let you go ahead and take it away. Go ahead, because I'm going to be spending the next hour talking about, I'm going to assess 2018 and give my 5 picks. And I don't want to give them all away right now, but I'm going to give my 5 picks of the top stories, you know. But so, George, tell me, what's big? What's going on? Clue me in. Take the mic.
You said you had big news to talk about. You said that there's news and issues.
Oh, I just wanted to go into what you felt are some of. I apologize for misunderstanding. I wanted to go into a couple of things. What did you feel in 2018 mattered? What was a game changer for you when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms? And listener, this coming from the individual who created the word blog. George was blogging on the internet before blog was a blog. Go ahead, George.
One of the biggest things, and I think one of the most important things for gun ownership, is the ATF's letter that they are getting out of the accessory business. So when we're talking about firearms accessories that are submitted to the ATF for review, for status, they're not doing that anymore, such as vertical foregrips, stocks, all these other accessories that gun companies will put on firearms and submit to the ATF. Or to submit to the ATF on their own. Hey, for example, the bump stocks. Hey, is this a legal thing? And the ATF is no longer doing that. The only way that they're going to do that is if a manufacturer puts that on the firearm and then submits that firearm to the ATF. So just an accessory on its own, the ATF is washing their hands of that kind of stuff, because the shot industry, shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade industry, manufactures so much stuff all the time. So much new stuff is coming around. And if they put out some sort of law or a letter about a product and define it legally, the shot industry is very good at taking that, taking those rules and skirting them and making the ruling and the law completely useless. And they're tired of chasing their tails, so they're out of the accessory business.
But not before they outlawed my bump stock. Not before they're making me a felon by March 1st unless I destroy it, because it's now been printed in the Federal Register. So as a result,
not before Trump by executive order banned.
Well,
not the ATF.
Well, the ATF ruled. Yeah, this is I'm gonna give this away. I did in the previous segments with AWR Hawkins. It is one of my top five stories. It wouldn't have been because it was too recent, but it has to be because, George, this is not about the bump stock anymore. This is about the ATF being able to issue a ruling on an accessory that you're talking about and saying that and I have one right here. I have a slide fire right here sitting next to me. And listeners, to those of you who know I have AR-15s behind me, I know you take my safety and security, you know, seriously, and I know that some of you are worried because I have my back to a number of AR-15s. I can promise you they're all very well-trained, and they're all very tame unless I issue them certain commands. They're not going to hurt me, nor is the bump stock. But, George, I say that tongue-in-cheek, but there are people out there who actually believe that this thing is going to, the bump stock is nothing but that accessory that we're talking about here. Now, I'm going to be a fourth-degree federal felon on March 1st if I don't get rid of it, break it, according to the ATF, and do it in a certain way, or march it down to an ATF, you know, office and say, here you go, sirs, here's my bump stock, I'm giving it to you because I'm no longer allowed to have it anymore because you said so. And I'm sorry, George, this thing's not going anywhere. I tell you what I think is going to happen, my prediction. I think we're going to see an injunction on this thing. There are now three lawsuits filed, every one of them strong against this. And I have a real feeling that you're going to see, this was also filed in the Fifth Circuit. I was asking Alan Gottlieb about it in the first segment, or first hour, about the Fifth Circuit being very gun-friendly. And it is. It's one of the more gun-friendly circuits down in Texas, Louisiana. And by the way, listener, if you were listening in that segment, it does include two regions of Mississippi as well, so I was right about that. Lucky guess. But nonetheless, George, I think you're going to see an injunction issued as this thing works its way through courts. Dianne Feinstein herself said this thing was going to take years to resolve. Congress doesn't want to get involved in legislating this, okay? So this whole thing is a mess. And listener, Donald Trump's not off the hook. And I'll tell you something, George, I want your perspective on this. Donald Trump was far better than Hillary Clinton, and I'm a Trump supporter, make no mistake about it. But what have I got to show for my right to keep and bear arms under 2 years of Donald Trump right now? Have I gotten my silencers pulled off from the National Firearms Act, George, yet? No, no way. Hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. Did National Reciprocity come out of the House? Yep. Did it make it through the Senate? Nope. I have nothing there. The only thing I've got to show from Donald Trump's 2 years in office is a federal felony if I keep this thing after March 1st, and it was supported by Donald Trump. So we have issues here, George, ugly ones need to be resolved. 2019 is not going to be easy, is it?
No. We've got a big fight ahead of us. And, of course, Donald Trump is a political creature. He was a business creature. Now he's definitely a political creature. And that means he's trying to play both sides of the coin. The NRA, they put the bump stock up on the sacrificial altar, and put the knife into it. So it's unfortunate. But then again, you know, if we had Hillary Clinton, everything would have been on the sacrificial altar. There would have been nothing safe. So I'm not excusing Donald Trump at all. I think he made a big mistake with this, trying to get political currency with this. But it's not going to work, and it's not going to stand. I'm absolutely with you. I think the challenges are going to hold up because a bump stock does not change the mechanical function of the firearm, and that's an important thing. So it's just an accessory, and it's something that the ATF really wants to get away from because they've ignored the bump stocks since they first came out. When the slide fire hit the market, the ATF has pointedly ignored them. They've ignored a lot of other things that I'm not going to mention. I don't want to bring more attention to those things. But the ATF has been ignoring accessories, and this would have been a continual thing that they would have continued to ignore until Donald Trump decided to do his executive order and ban them.
So, yeah, well, George, one of the problems that we have, well, I think you're right. One of the problems that we have in the essence of time here, we're getting ready to, I know Sean's going to say, hey, man, you only got a minute to go, which is his job. I know. I just wish he could say, hey, man, I was able to extend the clock another 10 minutes. I'm listening, listen to what you guys are talking about. See, there it goes. He just said 1 minute and 30 seconds. Here's what the ATF did that is so dangerous. By redefining the bump stock as a machine gun, they have now made your semi-automatic firearm a machine gun. Because I don't need a bump stock to fire it. I don't need a bump stock to bump fire it. I can bump fire it with a rubber band. I can bump fire it with my finger at my side. I can use my belt loop to bump fire it, which means if that's a machine gun, the action of the semi-automatic is no longer semi-automatic, but now semi-automatics are defined as machine guns. Don't think for 2 seconds that that's not going to be an issue in court. It isn't. Don't think for 1 second that the Democrats aren't going to use it to come after your semi-autos. They are. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, themadogre.com. You know I love you, brother. Happy New Year. We'll talk in early in the week. I'll be back in the next hour to talk with you about some of the 5 things I think are going to be a problem for us. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.